asking us to proceed with grace. So what this grace is about is recognizing there's new information, there are new provisions, there's new affordability. So you really want to feel yourself stretching. You want to feel yourself going beyond, I want to say the comfort zone, but it's really like your normal. So what you think of is your energy field, what you think of as I can do this, but I can't do that, or I can access this, but I can't really access that. So that's the normal range, if you will. And so as we receive grace, as we will receive our offerings, as we will receive our heaven's best, what we're doing is we're consenting to an offering beyond establishment. So in English, it's like beyond our normal consciousness, beyond our physical sight. So just feel this, imagine this, that there's more that's entering. So it's like you're going through this portal and you're receiving energetic overlay where it's merging and becoming you. So the more that we allow ourselves this grace, this is very, very relevant because it's going to open ourselves up to new opportunities. So sometimes we have a very structured idea of what's best for us, what we understand, what we're comfortable with. And there's just so much maneuvering. There's just so much, you know, flexibility that will allow, because we like to sort of stay with the known. And so as we will receive our holy venture, as we will receive this offering of kindness, we slip into a new tomorrow. So in other words, we're understanding ourselves on multiple levels. So this is our entitlement. Now what's surfacing as we receive this are some of our strongholds. So the strongholds are going to be our security blankets, what we're used to, like, I'm just going to go with this because I'm just going to play it safe. Thank you very much. So some of these security blankets, these strongholds, they're outdated. For some of us, we have like really etched our signature, almost like when you do graffiti, you put your name on a board or a rock or whatever. And for some of us, it's literally holding us back from that which we came here to present. So just imagine you've got in a soul contract, you have an agreement of what it is you're gonna bring through, your channel, your dominion, and offering kindness to all. And so your higher self, your higher dwelling place is ready to take charge. It's ready to take you front and center. And you're still kind of in the sides, in the wings, staying in that old premise. Now, some of it, of course, is the fear that we are transmuting through this establishment. In other words, the places where we're still, they're saying, riddled with pain. A lot of this, what I'm looking at, is on the unconscious level. So the pain that we understand that we are working with, that we're bringing forward to our credit. What's occurring is this natural sequencing of provisions, of priority, where some of this energy that it's just such, we're so accustomed to it, we don't even realize that we're functioning out of pain. So when we say, you know what, this is comfortable, I'll choose this seat, or I'll choose this profession, or I'll choose this, whatever it is, we don't realize that we're doing it because of not wanting to face or deal with that which brings us pain or to tears or whatever. So this is the part that's unconscious that is receiving a telegraph. It's receiving a telephone line. It's receiving the memo. The memo, remember the grace, that it's okay to proceed. It's okay to release. And I literally, I've got someone's hand, they can't be more than 2 years old. They cannot be more than 2 years old, just clinging to this blanket and terror, I want to say terror, really. So this is like the unconscious presence that is, it coincides with our offerings. It helps make our decisions, whether we realize it or not. So here we are thinking we're functioning like I'm in charge, I'm making decisions. Well, yes and no. So if you wonder why you keep sabotaging or you still keep blocked, or why can't I get further, or I really want to, but then never seems to work out for me, whatever it is, stay tuned, because remember, we're going abroad. We're going into new venture. We're going where all things are possible. So remember that grace. Remember we're receiving, they're saying additional units, meaning we're receiving corrected value. We're receiving corrected placement. We're receiving our true essence. So wherever we're still feeling a bit of that pinch from the historical material, from places that are kind of still a little bit unconscious, this information, this good favor, this grace, this additional rapture, it's going to bring balance. So as we're working through some of the old misgivings, these energies are going to be offered up and transmute the old occurrences. Now, when I said transmute, I have Archangel Raphael, and I've got this green energy that is, how would I put words to it? Like imagine just putting food coloring in water, and you just see all that color just, it's just going everywhere. It goes anywhere it wants to go, and it's kind of cool to watch. That's what I'm watching. So what we're going to find is they're showing me like an animal that suddenly has the wings and can take off. So we're taking off as we will delight. So what we're delighting with is the new approach. What we're delighting with is the highest acclaim. They're showing me the Three of Cups. It's a really, really good sign. And now it's like Lady Justice, because we're claiming justice. We cannot claim justice for others. We cannot heal America. We can't do any of this external work if we haven't claimed justice for our own community within. So when I say our own community, remember, it's like we think we're one unit, but it's a little bit of like a dissociative disorder, like the various aspects of ourself that sometimes get stuck in time, that sometimes make decisions that may be valid for the very moment that we make them. But again, it gets frozen, it gets stuck in time. And so again, those decisions are made when it's confronted by the ego. So when we're not in our right state, when we're not in our right place, when we're not making decisions, when we're uniting with the embodiment of divine presence, well, then these sort of like alter egos aren't always in step, in line with our destiny. So the energies that are presenting are to help us with our follow through. In other words, it's almost like, you know, getting your little ducks in order and getting them to follow a line. It's bringing information, it's bringing awarenesses to these various aspects of self for ultimate healing. For ultimate healing, because again, it's healing the healer. It's healing the healer. So then we are equipped to then proceed with loveliness, with kindness, with grace, and to offer our wares. Now your wares may be you're going to write the book. Your wares may be that you're a healer. The wares may be that you're going to sing a song. But we're offering these wares. Now these wares are very significant, because they're going to carry our energetic signature. We each have an energetic signature. We each have an offering. We incarnated in Earth to deliver our own soul signature. And so it's like just imagining these codes that are collecting. It's almost like a soup of codes that we each offer what we came here to deliver. Now, to do this, we have to find the right notes. It's like someone writing music. We have to find the right harmony. We have to gather our notes. We have to gather, like getting our decks in a row. And we're doing this by increasing our I'm just gonna use the word grace again, because the energies are coming to meet us where we are. So this is about allowing ourselves to proceed with light. It's about allowing it all to be heard. And when I say all to be heard, it's like you may suddenly have a flash of whatever. And just trust. You may just see like a book and it's like, I remember that book that used to be in my bedroom. Or I remember that menu, that's when I dated that person that didn't work out so well. And so you got a flash of that menu. So you want to remember whatever presents is encoded. In other words, it's symbolic of where you still have energy. So this is like soul retrieval, where you still have energy that's stuck in time. So just trust what comes upon. Just trust. It's like what you're doing is you're reclaiming yourself. You're bringing yourself home. You're activating all of your occurrences. You're activating all of your units, if you will, so that all will proceed with grace, so that all will be included. So again, just imagine Archangel Raphael in attendance, your guides, teachers in attendance, supporting this claim. And so as we will receive, we receive this healing. We receive this healing and understand the importance right now of your receptivity. Because you can only heal, you can only offer the gift, the talent, the song, the whatever it is you're here to bring forth when you are measured up. So whatever it is you're supposed to bring forth, the more you come into conclusion, the more you allow that healing to be completed, the better able you are to offer your light. So this is the time of releasing false memory. And so false memory is releasing false perceptions of self. So what most often happens, because we're really just sort of playing tug of war with ego, is light workers will suddenly see themselves askew. They'll see themselves with incorrect value. So it's sort of like ego's like, well, we stopped them good there, didn't we? So what we're doing, it's like these light codes are being signaled. What we're redoing is cleaning that mirror, cleaning that perception to see with accuracy. So the attunement this evening is in particular in terms of receiving our own true understanding of self and proceeding with grace. So it's retrieving all those places where we perhaps temporarily got frozen in time. So just imagine, like for me, I just see like this glacier like melting. Like they say this, it's happening in the poles. It's like, you know, the glaciers are melting. So I'm watching it melt. Frozen in time, it's no longer frozen. So trust whatever surfaces for you. We all receive. Some may receive, I just see someone receiving light language. You just may have a feeling. You just may trust, or you may wonder, what's going on, and that may be because of resistance, because it's like, I didn't know I was signing up for this. So the thing is, your conscious mind did not know for certain, but your higher self knew. So that's why you tuned in. That's why you're listening to the recording. Your higher self knows exactly the right time. There's someone that's going to end up listening to this recording like 2 weeks out, 2 weeks from now in our physical time. They're like, oh, I think I'll tune in. Because it's in the right divine order for you that's listening to be listening when you are. So trust that. It's sort of like you're receiving this information in the now moment, and it's sort of like circulating. So when you actually listen to it in physical time, it's like you've done your homework where you can receive it with ease. If you received it immediately, you probably would have just shut it off. So trust, and this is very valid for all of us, trust the ins and outs, trust divine timing. Divine timing. You don't want to show up before you're ready. Doesn't matter if someone else is ready. If you're not ready and you end up sabotaging, it's not going to do you any good. So if you suddenly miss that meeting you really, really wanted to attend, trust it. Trust it wasn't the right time. You will be led when appropriate. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive our new refinement, we do so with luxury. We do so with ease. Now, this is very relevant because some of us are still a little bit gun shy, afraid to show up because we think, oh gosh, you know, is this going to be 10 hours of tears? Is, you know, like, what does this entail? And all this entails, again, is loveliness, ease. So again, as we receive grace, as we receive our light, as we receive our homecoming, it's sort of like those places that are still in the dark, they're just playing catch up. They're just playing catch up. So imagine going through a tunnel and there's some of the class that already made it out of the tunnel and some are still in the tunnel and they finally make it out of the tunnel. It's like, oh, it's light out here. We didn't know. So again, it's proceeding with ease, with grace, because you, masters of the light, are already embodying that new understanding of self. So what you're doing is like you're offering a hand to those aspects of self that just sort of haven't caught up with the times, haven't caught up with the program, haven't realized that there's an opening to the tunnel that they can walk through. So this is not hard at all. It's really quite, I can just feel the energy of it. It's really quite easy and it's really quite simple. You're simply directing yourself home because you are already home. So as we will receive this homecoming, as we will receive our greatest response, we do so in paying tribute to our highest consent. So in other words, we're opening up to our multidimensional self. We're opening up to our true essence. And as we do that, we serve ourselves, our many selves. So as we will receive this offering, they're asking us to do so with ease, with bliss, with great compassion and understanding for the self. Remember that green energy that's being offered. Remember, this is occurring with ease. We don't intellectually have to understand. Our higher self knows exactly what we need. Whether we received energy feelings in the now moment, whether it suddenly happens 2 hours from now, when suddenly happens tomorrow afternoon, trust the divine timing. Trust that our higher awareness knows our readiness. Let us receive with ease and grace. Let us pray. So it is. thank you very, very, very much for attending, those that are here, those that will be listening. You gave yourself a beautiful gift, a beautiful gift. It just makes me smile. Because what you're doing is you're loving yourself. You're saying yes to yourself. Sometimes we're very good at loving others, not a problem at all. But we're learning how to treat ourselves as a treasure. It's time to bring that love back to our heart. Because as we open up that awakened heart, we have to find ourselves there. We have to find ourselves. All right. So thank you for that. We are now going to see how we can be of further assistance. And we'll start with Jack Dish. Hi, sweetheart.